support for those who have served with a simple gesture called Operation Greenlight. And joining us is the interim director of Hancock County Veterans Services, Nicole Jenkins. Nicole, thanks very much for dropping by. We appreciate it.
Of course. Good morning.
And congratulations on the new gig. I guess everything is kind of settling in and getting, you know, change is always kind of a challenge, but...
It is, and it's keeping me very busy. So.
Sure.
But I have all the support of our team.
So. And it is a great team. So shout out to everyone at Hancock County Veterans Services. So talk about Operation Greenlight and what this is.
Okay. Operation Greenlight is a nationwide initiative that is led by the National Association of County Veterans Service Office, where it kind of shows all the challenges veterans face within the community or federally or statewide. And what we do is, in support of them, we ask businesses, organizations, or even individuals just to light their lights on their house, their businesses green, just to show them the support, that they have the support from our community.
So putting a green light there on the porch or in the garage light or whatever it might happen to be, it seems such a simple gesture. Can it really mean that much?
Absolutely. Just driving by to see lights going down like all of Main Street, because there's going to be a proclamation. So all of Main Street, like the courthouse, is going to be lit green.
That's really cool.
I feel like the veterans in our community should feel heard and seen by that support.
Because it's one thing, we say it all the time, you know, support the veterans and we thank them for their service and so on. And I would have to say that this is a community that really takes that to heart, maybe more so than other communities. But at the same time, veterans still, in the moment, can have those doubts or those fears or those feelings of being isolated, or I don't want to use the word ostracized, but I guess for lack of a better term.
Almost like their voices aren't heard, so to speak. But I think this community is really great at showing their support for the veterans and all the things that we do in this community to support them and the resources too. We have so many resources for them.
That's the other part of Operation Greenlight, is to highlight some of those resources that are available.
Yep. So even when businesses if they're willing to light their business green, it shows they support it. Maybe they have a discount or something that they can give to veterans in our community.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I really like about this in particular, especially at the individual level, is I don't know, when I feel, you know, maybe a little down or I'm struggling with something, what do many of us do? We'll get in our car and we'll go for a drive.
Yep.
And you're driving around your neighborhood and you're having those feelings, and yet you see those lights in the moment. That can be, I would imagine, rather...
Even talking about it.
They can get you all the feels.
Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling knowing even non-veterans are supporting the veterans.
Yeah.
We're coming together as a team to show that camaraderie,
so
to speak. So,
Light your businesses, your homes green for Veterans Day, and really, there's no expiration on this.
No, this is from November 4th through the 11th, but I mean, you can do it all year round.
Sure.
And also, our office is actually giving away 50 green light bulbs to the first people that visit our office.
Well, so there you go.
Anybody's interested, stop by at 1100 East Main Cross, Suite 123, and we'll
there
get
you
one.